Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The Christmas season is a consecrated Christian tradition that recognizes the birth of Jesus Christ and serves as a time of reflection and goodwill. It has long been hoped that the festivities would reflect the sobriety, restraint, and mutual respect befitting so sacred an occasion. Unfortunately, that expectation was dashed Christmas 1849 by what the Barbadian newspaper described as unbridled licentiousness, riot, blasphemy, and obscenity. On this Boxing Day, December 26, 1849, the publication reported on the incessant discharge of guns, squibs, and crackers, accompanied by the roaring of tongues and disgusting sounds of various descriptions that unfolded in Bridgetown and its surrounding districts on Christmas Eve and into the early hours of Christmas Day. These disturbances were attributed to the most unruly segment of the population, white as well as colored, who demonstrated a reckless disregard for public order and for the comfort and repose of law-abiding citizens. The newspaper stressed that the disturbances were not merely offensive, but also dangerous, and it highlighted one incident where squibs, which were explosives, were thrown onto the balcony of a lady's residence. Another, it was reported, was hurled into the asylum of the Ladies Association in Spry Street, placing vulnerable occupants at risk. Bay Street, in particular, was the scene of serious rioting, during which a police officer, while arresting the offenders, sustained several severe injuries. The Barbadian wrote that these events suggested that a significant portion of the population, especially among the youth, was squandering the advantages and privileges conferred by emancipation, thereby frustrating expectations of steady progress in civilization and moral character. Equally troubling reports also emerged from the rural districts. While agricultural laborers were generally regarded as industrious and well-disposed, there was an alarming rise in stock theft. This led to suspicions that organized bands, possibly originating in Bridgetown, were roaming the countryside and committing robberies on a scale seldom witnessed, even before emancipation. In addition to attempted thefts at Mr. Yearwood's estate, Jackman's, and others previously reported, about 20 fat turkey cocks were stolen from the stockyard at Sunbury in St. Philip, and 11 more from the neighboring Chapel estate. There was also growing concern over the ease with which stolen goods were conveyed into town. These repeated incidents raised serious questions about the adequacy of the rural police, whether through neglect or insufficient numbers. Christmas is traditionally regarded as a season of peace, goodwill, and measured enjoyment, but those ideals were sharply contradicted by unruly scenes reported across the island, according to an article published in the Barbadian on this day, December 26, 1849.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.